Hi, this is Stephanie Hall, and I'd like to formally welcome you to tonight's free call, where you will discover how to break your bad food habits. I'm so excited that you're here, and I'm really happy that you've decided to join me for tonight's call. And I have some really, really great information to share with you on how you can finally say goodbye to your bad food habits, how you can eliminate your cravings, shed unwanted winter weight, and really just start looking and feeling better right now. As a health coach, when I typically start working with clients, I find that they already know that they don't eat the best foods, or maybe they cheat a little too much, causing them, you know, not to reach their goals for weight loss and more energy. Well, on tonight's call, I'm going to be sharing with you how you can start turning that around right now. This call is for you tonight if your cravings and late night snacking are really taking over and you just can't seem to say no to those foods that are expanding your waistline. You're also in the right place tonight if you're ready to shed unwanted weight and stay consistent. This call is also for you if you really just don't even know what to eat or where to start. And lastly, you're in the right place tonight if you need to make some changes immediately for your health and to ultimately save your life. Before I got started on my own personal health and wellness journey, I was the queen of eating bad. There was a period in my life where I ate fast food Monday through Friday and every day for every meal. I had it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And typically, a day of eating for me, I would have Burger King for breakfast, so I had the French toast sticks and hash browns. So I started my day with lots of sugar. And for lunch, I would have pizza or some type of sandwich. And for dinner, I would have KFC, honey barbecue wings, and I would have their steak fries and biscuits and a soda. In addition to that, there was the ice cream, the milkshakes, the candy, the cakes, and the late night snacking and eating. And I was always tired. I was tired waking up in the morning. I was tired after each meal. And it really, really was just hard for me to function because I always just wanted to go to sleep. And I never had enough energy to do anything. And in addition to that, I was gaining weight, and I couldn't fit into some of my favorite clothes. But that wasn't the thing that that really made me want to do something. Even though I couldn't fit into my stuff, that wasn't the thing that pushed me over the edge to taking action. I would just cover up my problem areas with extra layers of clothes. It wasn't until my acid reflux got so bad that I couldn't even lay down at night. And then I started experiencing really, really excruciating pain going to the bathroom. And it was at that time that I knew that I had to do something different. So, I started working out because, you know, in our culture, I feel like that is always promoted as the thing to do if you want to be healthy. And I did get some of the weight off, and I saw results in terms of my physical appearance, but not the results that I was looking for because I still was feeling bad and I still had low energy. I then started changing my food, and that is when I started to see a drastic shift in my situation. And it's been through educating myself on healthier food choices and regularly cleansing and detoxifying my body that I've been able to lose weight and keep it off and also heal my body. I have also learned exactly what I need to do when I need to lose a few pounds or reset my body. And after figuring out exactly, you know, what it takes to lose weight and break those not so healthy eating habits, I felt, you know, what better way than to share this information with you in a teleseminar? Because I get questions all the time on, you know, losing weight and sustaining weight loss, dealing with cravings, and really what it takes for ongoing success. So during tonight's teleseminar, I'm going to share with you some of my top tips and strategies on how you can begin to break your bad food habits right now. And what this means for you is avoiding weight gain from unhealthy foods and unhealthy habits, really improving your quality of life, and enabling you to start, enabling you so that you can start looking and feeling better and functioning the way that you did years ago, and lowering your risk for disease. So during tonight's call, I'm totally committed to sharing with you everything that I can in the time that we have. However, there is always an overwhelming response when I promote these live calls. And based on the overwhelming response that I received while promoting this teleseminar on social media and to the subscribers of my newsletter, I know that you may have additional questions or want to learn more about losing weight and maintaining your weight loss, planning and preparing healthier meals, and just feeling less stressed and overwhelmed around transitioning to a healthy lifestyle and making your health a priority. So for those of you who want to go further, I'll show you how you can do so later on in this call. Let me take a little bit of water. So if you're on this call tonight, I imagine that, you know, you're overwhelmed by all of the conflicting information that is found on the internet and in the media with regard to what's good and what's bad to eat. I know you are also probably confused about the foods that you should avoid or those foods that you should eat on a regular basis. And the thought of transitioning to a healthier lifestyle and adding another thing to your to-do list can sometimes just stop you before you even get started. I really, really get that. And then on top of that, our culture really, really doesn't make it make eating healthy easy. And I know because of that, it's just much more convenient to grab something quick that might not be so healthy for you. But if you're like me and in the place where I was at, you know that you need to do something for your health first. And you also know that you need to lose weight so that you can fit back into some of your clothes and hopefully find some more energy so that you can start becoming more active. I want you to know that I totally get it and I understand where you are because I was there. I also want to let you know that there is hope and that on tonight's call, I'm going to show you how you can start turning things around right now. So the first tip that I'm going to share with you today on how to break your bad food habits is tip number one, and that is resetting your taste buds by choosing a healthier alternative. So most of us are aware of some of the foods that we should not be eating. And sometimes I find that people focus on portion size, which is important, but I also suggest when trying to break your bad food habits and lose weight, that you focus on the quality of the food in addition to the quantity of the food. So better quality foods in addition to portion and quantity of food. A lot of times, poor quality foods, which are cheap foods and foods that are most of the time easily accessible, are loaded with harsh chemicals and additives that pack on additional pounds. These are the foods that cause unwanted cravings and that zap our energy and contribute towards a decline in our health. When I first meet people who are interested in eating healthier or addressing a health concern, they typically ask me, you know, what foods are good for diabetes or what foods are good for high cholesterol or high blood pressure. But I always encourage them to, you know, look at the big picture. It's not necessarily about, you know, adding in one particular food and thinking that it's going to be a cure-all. It's really about looking at your existing diet and seeing where you can clean it up and incorporate higher quality foods that nourish and heal the body. And this is what this tip is really all about. It's about looking at your existing diet, and identifying those not so healthy food choices and substituting them for a healthier alternative. And if you are ready to take action now, I always recommend with eliminating everything white. And that would include white pasta, white bread, white rice, white sugar, and white salt. Now, I'm not saying that you have to eliminate these types of foods from your diet, but finding a healthier alternative to the white foods, because most of the white foods are addictive and they wreak havoc on the blood sugar levels, causing weight gain and energy spikes, followed by energy crashes. So, and a decline in your health. So that's why, you know, you'll have some energy after you eat a certain meal, but then soon after you're tired and ready to go to bed. And I know you're probably thinking, okay, well, if I eliminate all these foods, what am I going to eat? But I really want you to kind of, instead of thinking about, you know, complete deprivation, I really want to encourage you to consider substituting these foods for a healthier alternative, which you can find at your local health food store. Now, just to kind of give you an idea, you can switch out white table salt that is stripped of nutritional value with a Himalayan sea salt that has minerals and nutritional value. So just an alternative of switching out your salt. And you can switch out your white sugar for, you know, a sugar alternative, maybe a plant-based sugar alternative. And an alternative that I would recommend or that I like is stevia, which is a low-glycemic alternative, and you can typically find it at your local health food store, in addition to alternatives for the other white food items that I mentioned earlier. All alternatives you can find at your health food store. So you don't necessarily have to eliminate pasta or bread or rice, but switching out those food items for a healthier alternative. Okay? And I recommend, too, gradually eliminating these foods over time. You know, if you feel like it's going to be much of a challenge, or if you still have some of these food items in your cabinets, or immediately, if you can, to switch them out for optimal health. Okay? Now, Andrea, she was a participant inside my program called the Waste Management Cleanse. And she really made a shift in her life and lost up to 20 pounds while inside the program by really taking serious the tips that I'm sharing with you today, in addition to following the system that was laid out in the Waste Management Cleanse program. And because of that, she continued to lose weight after the program was over and make healthier choices by choosing healthier alternatives for optimal health and vitality. So I really want to encourage you to take note of the tips that I have shared with you so far and start taking what might seem just like small steps, but really lead to big results, okay? So even though it may seem not like a lot, you know, in terms of breaking your bad food habits, just taking those small steps will really, really help you to see results, help you to end those cravings and all of that. The next tip that I want to share with you for breaking your bad food habits is for you to make healthy eating a priority. And one of the main challenges that you will need to overcome in breaking your bad food habits so that you can shed those last few pounds and start feeling more vibrant and alive is making healthy eating a priority. And maybe you say, you know, healthy eating is a priority. You know, I want to be healthy. It is a priority to me. So then, you know, my next question would be to you is, how much time do you spend on setting yourself up for success in eating healthy? You know, for example, how much time do you spend on grocery shopping or planning meals and preparing food for the week? If you don't spend any time on any of these activities, then healthy eating might not be a priority in your life. And if this is you, that is okay. I'm going to show you how to shift that tonight on this call. So you'll need a pen to write down the questions that I'm getting ready to share with you to a short quiz. Or you can just follow along so that you can just get clear on how you can make the shift right now. So here's a short quiz that I typically share with my one-on-one coaching clients to help them get clear on making healthy eating a priority. So be sure to write the questions down and use them to help you in getting clear with doing the same thing. Okay? So the first question is, you know, what would you say are your top three priorities in your life right now? So what are your top three priorities in your life right now? Only three things. And the second question is, do you spend most of your time on these things? So yes or no. The third question is, list all of the activities that eat up your time. Okay, so list all of the activities that eat up your time. And these might include surfing the web and the internet, watching TV, playing games on your phone, or doing too many favors for others. So list all the activities that eat up your time. And then question number four is, how could you reorganize your life right now so that you spend more time on what is most important to you? So how could you reorganize your life right now so that you spend more time on what is most important to you? And these questions will also be included in the action guide in case you didn't get them all. So once you have completed and answered the questions to the short quiz, you will have a visual reference to where your time goes. A lot of us, we don't know where we're spending time or losing time. You know, we all have the same amount of hours in a day. However, some people manage to get more done while other people don't. So once you have this visual reference to where your time goes and what is currently priority in your life and how you can now begin to move healthy eating up on your priority list in order to reach your goals for weight loss right now, okay? So it's really about having a system that you can follow and that fits into your schedule for ongoing success. And this is something that I go much deeper into inside the Waste Management Cleanse program. And speaking of the program, during the last cleanse, I check in on my participants online and through email. And during the last cleanse, I was checking in on Keisha, who was a participant inside the Waste Management Cleanse program, you know, just to see how she was doing. And she expressed how she was experiencing more energy and weight loss, and it wasn't even halfway through the program. And this was all just by applying some of the same principles that I'm sharing with you today. But I really believe one of the keys to her success was having the system that I laid out inside the program, which she shared how easy it was to follow along even with her hectic schedule. So I really just want to encourage you and challenge you and motivate you to do something different and see how you can move up, you know, getting healthier, higher on your priority list, and really find a system that works for you in reaching your goals and a system for you that fits into your lifestyle, okay? So far on the call tonight, we have looked at my top two tips on how to finally break your bad food habits, which have included resetting your taste buds by choosing a healthier alternative so that you can start to jumpstart your weight loss, increase your energy, and start looking and feeling your best right now. I also noted that when it comes to breaking your bad food habits, you really want to focus on high-quality foods for optimal health, okay? And I also recommended eliminating everything white, you know, if you're just getting started, since most white foods are stripped of nutritional value and are known to wreak havoc on the blood sugar levels and pack on the pounds. We also looked at my second tip, which was to make healthy eating a priority in order to set yourself up for long-term success. And I provided you with a guided quiz that will really provide you with a visual reference to where your time goes, what is currently priority in your life, and how you can move healthy eating up on your priority list in order to reach your goals for weight loss right now. Earlier, during the teleseminar, I shared with you, you know, how I would show you how you could join me in going deeper and getting support and losing weight and also getting guidance and support and the strategies that I've shared with you so far. I know that you've been hearing me mention the Waste Management Cleanse, and this is a program that I've developed, and it's a 28-day online program that goes much deeper into the tips and information that I've shared with you so far on this call. In addition to providing you with successful weight loss strategies, I've also laid everything out for you in an easy-to-follow weekly guide, including specific details on how to schedule healthy eating into your life. So what does this mean for you? This program is perfect for you if you've been stuck counting calories, counting points, and trying different ways to look and feel better, but you still haven't been seeing results, okay? But during the Waste Management Cleanse, you can expect to definitely lose extra weight, increase your energy, eliminate cravings, experience ongoing anti-aging benefits, you know, reveal glowing skin, further your knowledge about healthier eating, and really just learn how to become more savvy in the kitchen in preparing healthier alternatives that taste good and adding in more variety into your life. Okay? And one of the benefits of the Waste Management Cleanse is that it is a system that you can use over and over again. So it's not just a one-time thing. It's a system that you can use over and over again no matter where you are on your wellness journey. And it's also perfect for lowering your risk of disease and really just helping you to look and feel the best that you felt in years. Also, for the first, I'm offering a really special gift. And for the first five people to register for the program, they will get an opportunity to have a one-on-one private session with me by phone. So this is my special gift for you for, you know, registering, you know, right away. And this cleansing system really, I really believe in it. I'm really passionate about it. And it's really a system that has changed my life and a system that I've shared with hundreds of people. So I hope that you will join me in going deeper inside the Waste Management Cleanse program. And hold on, I need some more water. You can find all of the details for the program over on my website at stephanietehall.com. So that's Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, T as in Tom, Hall, H-A-L-L.com, stephanietehall.com, under the 28-day cleanse tab on the main menu. So as soon as you go to my website, it's right there on the main menu, 28-day cleanse. So click on that. And I'll also be sending out the link for you to register right after this call, okay? So now, back to my last teaching point, okay? So my last tip for breaking your bad food habits is tip number three, and that is looking within and addressing what's eating at you. So a lot of our bad food habits are really things that are coming from the inside out. You know, and in order to begin to break your bad food habits and to get over the weight gain hurdle, we must do the hard work of, you know, looking within and seeing what exactly is eating at us. And I have, I typically have my one-on-one coaching clients complete a quiz during our time together to determine, you know, what kind of eater they are. And I find that most people either munch mindlessly. So, you know, some people, they feel like I always have to have something in my mouth. You know, it kind of helps with passing time and all of these kind of things when they're bored. Or I find that most people are emotional eaters, like I was. And as an emotional eater, I would eat to, you know, take my mind off of sadness or stress. Or I would use food as a reward when I was happy. And I would do that a lot, you know, if I had a great week or I was, you know, just feeling good, food was a reward for me. But I found that emotional eating is normal for many people. But if you want to break your bad food habits and be healthy, you have to start taking responsibility for looking within and really addressing what's eating at you. And I found that many times people are stuck and unable to lose weight due to things in life that are eating at them. And that could be, you know, being dissatisfied with a relationship or being bored or stressed or uninspired by a job or even lacking, you know, some type of spiritual practice. So my top three tips for breaking your bad food habits and stepping up in this area is to, one, you know, you really want to be sure to build a little relaxation time into your schedule. Your body, mind, and spirit really need it. Okay, so breaking your bad food habits, it's about the food, but it's also about nourishing your mind, body, and spirit. So really want to take some time out to build relaxation time into your schedule. The second thing that you want to do and the next thing you want to do is to do something that you love. Okay, so if you decided right now that you had enough money and that you would always have enough money, what would you do with your life? What would you do? Whatever that answer is, I want to encourage you to start doing more of that, whatever it is. And it will feed and nourish your soul and really make you feel more fulfilled, which will help you to not turn to food for satisfaction. Okay? And finally, the third thing you want to do is you really want to reboot seasonally for good mental and physical health. And when I say reboot, you know, we actually have two houses that need to be cleaned seasonally. And I go into more detail about that inside the Waste Management Cleanse. But our physical homes and our physical bodies need to be tuned up, rebooted seasonally. And just as we accumulate stuff in the form of outgrown clothes or magazines or random keepsakes, our bodies accumulate old residues and toxins that need to be cleaned out. So in order to address what's eating at you, you want to start by throwing away negative thoughts and habits that you may have been harboring that are no longer serving you. Okay? So just another way to go deeper with addressing what's eating at you. And this is all a part of your mind, body, and spirit. Okay? So before we end the teleseminar tonight on how to break your bad food habits, I just want to recap again some of the content that we covered. I shared with you tonight my top three tips on breaking your bad food habits, which included resetting your taste buds by choosing a healthier alternative, making yourself a priority, and I provided you with a visual reference and quiz for getting clear on that, and really looking within and addressing what's eating at you, where you're shifting focus on developing and cultivating a loving relationship with your soul and really becoming more satisfied in other areas of your life. Okay? During the call with you tonight, I also shared with you how you can go deeper in transforming your life by joining me for my upcoming program called the Waste Management Cleanse, where I will be showing you my own personal system for losing weight and sustaining weight loss, increasing your energy, revealing glowing skin, and really just becoming more savvy in the kitchen with preparing healthier meals. In addition to reaping all the amazing benefits of the program, you will get a chance to connect with me for live Q&A coaching calls, and you will receive resources, recipes, sample menu plans, action guides, and webinars that you can reference forever. The price of the Waste Management Cleanse is $167, and for the first five people to register for the program, I'm offering a very special gift for you to have a 30-minute private one-on-one session with me by phone to go much deeper into some of the personal challenges that you want to explore and address and resolve. I'm so excited to share this program with you, as it is a system that has changed my life, and it is a system that I've shared with hundreds of people. So I really hope that you will join me in going deeper inside of the cleanse. And again, you can find all the details for the program over on my website at Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, T as in Tom, Hall, H-A-L-L.com. And it's going to be under the 28-day cleanse tab located on the main menu of my website, okay? And again, I will also be sending out the link for you to take advantage of this offer right after this call. And joining me for the upcoming cleanse, especially with us getting ready to transition into spring, is really an opportunity for you to invest in yourself and an opportunity for you to reboot and an opportunity for you to try something new and different from what you've already been doing so that you can experience what it feels like to have more energy and more mental clarity, and really to sit back into some of your favorite quotes and really just improve your overall quality of life, which is really all about. And I've successfully helped hundreds of people transform their health and transform their life, and I've led dozens of people through the waste management cleanse with them experiencing the same transforming results. So again, you know, if you're intrigued by this, I would really encourage you to reserve your spot right away, especially if you would like to take advantage of the special gift that I'm offering to the first five people who registers, who will, as I said, have an opportunity to join me for a one-on-one private session. And it's really, you know, been a pleasure for me to share with you on tonight's call. Very passionate about sharing this information with you, and very excited and honored just to be able to share with you tonight on how you can finally break your bad food habits so that you can look and feel your best right now. So instead of feeling stressed and really overwhelmed about your current situation, you can begin to shift your mindset and lifestyle to focus on the tasks that provide you with consistent and lasting results. So I'd love, love, love to provide you with additional support on your journey inside of the Waste Management Cleanse. Okay? So, again, if you want to take advantage of my special gift, be sure to head on over to my website right now. And this pretty much concludes this evening's teleseminar, and I hope to see you inside the program. Okay? Have a great night, and goodbye.